Have you ever wondered why your grandmother's threats of wait till your father gets home worked, while your carefully researched parenting strategies seem to fall flat? Here's a startling fact. 1 in 2 American children will develop a mood disorder, behavioral disorder, or substance addiction before turning 18. This isn't just a statistic, it's a seismic shift. When a journalist's article about childhood behavior became the most read story in Mother Jones' history, it revealed something profound. Parents everywhere are drowning in the same confusion. Schools implementing new approaches saw discipline problems drop 80%. Families transformed overnight. What changed? Everything we thought we knew about raising children. In 2003, Russian psychologists repeated a 1948 experiment measuring children's ability to stand still. The results were devastating. Modern kindergartners showed 4 times less self-regulation than children from 55 years earlier. This isn't nostalgia, it's measurable decline. American research confirms the pattern. Anxiety, depression, distractibility, and rebelliousness have skyrocketed across generations. The culprits converge like a perfect storm. In 1970, children started watching television at age 4. Today, they begin at 4 months. By age 5, kids spend 40% of waking hours staring at screens. Each weekly hour before age 3 increases ADHD risk by 10% by age 7. But it's not just the time, it's what screens steal. Joint attention, where caregivers and children focus together on objects while making eye contact, builds language and connection. Screens obliterate this crucial developmental dance. For older children, social media creates exhausting performance. Teens describe maintaining Snapchat streaks as like a job, tapping through dozens of updates without actually looking. The more they use social media, the lonelier they feel. Beyond media, modern children are essentially unemployed. Their days overflow with homework and activities, but no one actually depends on them. They don't care for siblings, prepare meals, or contribute meaningfully to family survival. Humans thrive on autonomy, competence, and connection. When children lack genuine responsibility, their well-being crumbles. When a parent comforts a crying infant, neurons fire in patterns that build neural architecture for lifelong self-control. Your brain's 90 billion neurons learn from repeated arousal relief cycles, strengthening self-regulation pathways with each experience. Harsh discipline destroys this process. When adults scream at children, the impact resembles physical hitting, throwing kids into fight or flight mode where higher order brain functions shut down completely. They can't learn when their amygdala floods their body with stress hormones. Here's the twist. Moderate stress actually benefits children when followed by relief. An MRI experiment showed women facing potential electric shocks experienced high anxiety alone, slight relief holding a stranger's hand, but remarkable calm holding their spouse's hand. Physical connection literally changed how their brains processed threat. This applies directly to parent-child relationships. When children's prefrontal cortex, the brain region governing impulse control, develops slowly, they genuinely struggle with self-regulation. They need connection, not correction. Authoritarian parenting, the father-knows-best approach where children obeyed without question, worked in an era of lifetime employment and rigid hierarchies. That world has vanished. Today's workplaces value collaboration over command and control. Parents want different outcomes too: independence, compassion, resilience, creativity, not mere obedience. The 1990s swung to the opposite extreme. The self-esteem movement produced permissive parenting, where adults praised children regardless of achievement and avoided boundaries. This backfired spectacularly. Research found permissive approaches actually produce worse outcomes than authoritarian methods: more substance abuse, academic underperformance, and behavioral problems. The data points to one superior approach, authoritative parenting, which combines emotional warmth with clear boundaries. Unlike authoritarian parents demanding obedience because I said so, authoritative parents explain reasoning and remain open to negotiation. Yet many parents struggle to find this middle ground. When democracy and respect are family values, adults feel awkward imposing limits until frustration erupts and they revert to authoritarian tactics. Research contradicts tough love approaches. While controlling methods may produce short-term compliance, they undermine children's intrinsic motivation and carry long-term risks, substance addiction, depression, and serious health problems. The apprenticeship model treats misbehavior as a distress signal, indicating missing skills or environmental challenges. Instead of punishing, we teach, giving children responsibility within mutually agreed-upon limits that expand as they develop. Before correcting choices, ask, does this cause actual harm? One revolutionary approach, a do-nothing, say-nothing week, where parents cease all controlling behaviors, no directing, nagging, bribing, yelling, punishing, or rewarding. This creates space for internal motivation to emerge. The model follows three steps: connection, building trust-based relationships, communication, understanding perspectives, and capability building, coaching through modeling. Before implementation, address health factors. Elementary students average 8.9 hours of sleep versus the recommended 10 to 11 hours. Insufficient sleep directly links to mood disorders, anxiety, and attention problems. Nutrition, omega-3 fatty acids, exercise, routines, and limited screen time significantly impact behavior. Begin by apologizing for previously following the obedience model. This disarms resistance and builds trust. Then negotiate age-appropriate agreements rather than dictating unilaterally, creating democratic family environments where children learn through experience while feeling respected. Columbia University's Developmental Affective Neuroscience Lab found that parental presence physically regulates children's body temperature, heart rate, and emotional states. During meltdowns, physical connection, like holding hands, helps children self-regulate when stress hormones flood their amygdala. Prioritizing relationship doesn't mean abandoning boundaries. Children feel secure knowing limits are solid. The Boston Basics Initiative offers five transformative principles: maximize love and manage stress, talk, sing, and point, count, group, and compare, explore through movement and play, read and discuss stories. Parents often confuse doesn't listen with doesn't obey, a crucial distinction. Build cooperation through genuine communication rather than demanding obedience. When children misbehave, get curious instead of angry, recognizing behavior communicates unmet needs. The apprenticeship model uses specific observations and genuine questions to build authentic self-evaluation skills rather than dependency on external validation. Bay and Josiah Jackson's three children prepare food with large knives, fold laundry, and clean bathrooms. Their youngest has lit fires in their wood-heated Vermont home since age two. Research confirms that children beginning household responsibilities early develop greater competence, self-sufficiency, and better outcomes in education and relationships. The key is balancing responsibility with autonomy, allowing children input into which tasks they perform and how. Building emotional capability proves equally important. At Ohio Avenue Elementary School in Columbus, Principal Brandy Davies implements the PACS Good Behavior Game with trauma-affected children. Students agree on desired behaviors and work in teams to minimize unwanted ones. The game reduced disruptive behavior by 70%, with timeouts dropping 77 to 88%. Despite emphasizing autonomy, the apprenticeship model maintains clear boundaries. Effective consequences followed the four R's: related to the behavior, reasonable in scope, respectful of the child, and revealed in advance. If a child forgets to put away their bike, losing bike privileges for a week works. Losing screen time would be unrelated, losing the bike for months unreasonable, and name-calling disrespectful. Parents inevitably pass their anxieties and behavioral patterns to children. One mother discovered this when her young daughter perfectly mimicked her frustrated tone, declaring, "This is ridiculous!" Children absorb not just our words, but our emotional responses and coping mechanisms. Effective parenting requires helping children understand their emotional worlds, which proves impossible unless parents first develop awareness of their own emotions. Children aren't problems to be solved. They're apprentices learning to navigate life. The families transforming their homes build communities of support, practice new skills, and look for positive aspects in their children's differences rather than fretting about limitations. When one mother faced a morning dilemma, her daughter ready for a promised breakfast while her sister remained in bed, she maintained their agreed timeline while acknowledging disappointment. Despite an initial tantrum, her daughter solved her own breakfast problem by making muffins and later chose to share with her sister. This triple achievement in emotional regulation, problem-solving, and moral decision-making demonstrated the power of stepping back. Your children don't need perfect parents. They need authentic ones, willing to apologize, adapt, and grow alongside them. They need adults who recognize that misbehavior signals missing skills, not moral failure. They need families where everyone contributes meaningfully, where boundaries exist alongside respect, where connection precedes correction. The good news about bad behavior? It's your child's way of asking for what every human needs: autonomy, competence, and genuine connection.